Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Oi.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. As always, we'll be going through everything from the past footballing week and how it's affected your fantasy football team. It's double game week eve, if that was a thing. It's game week 34 next week. It's the DGW. You're going to hear lots about it. You're going to get fed up of hearing about it. It's going to make or break your season. And then we won't talk about it again for about 3 weeks, and we'll do it all over again.
Yeah, well, yeah, 34 and 37.
That is, you know.
Big news. Everyone's loving it. All the FPL boffins out there.
Oh, they love it. There's some double game week gurus.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is.
They love it. But yeah, it's all coming up. We're going to talk about a lot about what you're going to do for your double game week. But to do that, obviously, we're going to look back at game week 33 and what happened. It all started off very boringly, didn't it?
Yes.
Everton-Liverpool, 0-0, no bookings, no goals, everything, a very drab game, which Liverpool
Well, no bookings, no goals, no Salah, mate. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No Salah.
No Salah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Sorry, mate, I'm going to have to just do this. I was waiting to open my can. As soon as you started doing the intro, I picked it up. I wasn't listening to anything you said, and Ash was like, oh, for fuck's sake, Tom. He looked at me with disgust. I was like, I can probably like cough over it. I thought it's probably early to cough that early in the
To be fair, it probably took you by surprise when Ash counted down from three. We pressed record, waited 5 seconds, he was doing, then I did the intro. So it must have come as quite the shock that we were going to record a podcast.
Well, he usually counts down from three, but earlier he decided to start at six, which made me laugh.
He went,
right, okay, hang on. He was clearly preoccupied looking at his phone. He went, okay, and six. That's unorthodox.
We should have got some stuff to do. So you'd be prepared.
Yeah, sorry, I apologise.
We're in now.
It's very unprofessional.
Yeah. Week for Pickford captainers.
Yeah, exactly. Goalkeeper captains in that game.
I'm not going to lie to you. We did get a tweet from someone who put the armband on Pickford. I don't know whether they left it.
No.
On. Yeah. We got the tweet. I don't know if people sort of doctor their tweets, Photoshop them a little bit. Maybe. I mean, find someone else to do with your time if that's what
that
you're
is it.
To.
But become a double game guru. Don't become a Photoshop guru.
Photoshop guru, not there's nothing in there.
No money in graphic design, you idiots.
No,
get onto fantasy football.
Yeah, there was no Salah, there was no Robertson, also aka Gary Robinson. He wasn't playing.
Well, a bit of a yawn fest. Spread of bonus points was weird, wasn't it? Pickford, Lovren, and Keane. Like no one would have seen that coming.
Roy Keane making a return in that.
Roy Keane could have been playing in that game, and no one would have noticed.
No,
it was a bad start to the game.
His mum would have noticed. She kept an eye out for him.
Derby Day Two, as Sky were branding it. It was pretty bleak. But Liverpool wanted bleak.
Sorry,
who's missed a few
games? Keane's missed 5 games this season. It's on 62 points.
And has he had a note from his mum for those games, or has he been signed off sick, or has he just missed them?
I don't
Bloody
know.
Hell. Well, he got 113 last year.
He's got half that.
Half as many playing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they had such an awful start to season, and Burnley are so strong at the back.
Mm.
And the weird thing is, given how English football works, he now is like a regular England squad member. Is at Burnley, it's like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they're not looking at Burnley players, they're looking at Everton players.
Which makes no sense, because he was just as good at Burnley, if not better.
Exactly, yeah.
But bizarre.
Better FPL points, mate, you know.
Clean sheets all round, but obviously Robertson was the main man that everyone hoped for, but they rested a few players and it caught some people off guard, but it worked, as we know in the Champions League, they progressed quite comfortably. So it was a bit of a boring start to the weekend, but after that we had goals as expected in Bournemouth Palace and some likely scorers, Zaha, Milivojevic, Joshua King getting goals. Milivojevic is on absolute fire.
I know, mental.
It wasn't even a penalty this time.
Three back-to-back. Was that
really awesome?
Ten got a...
Words evaded him, so he made it a noise.
Yeah, I did a little action as well. It was a free kick.
I done made it a noise.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, that was lovely. Oh, when you said it wasn't a penalty, I thought you meant Like, shouldn't have been a penalty. Yeah, and I was like, hang on, I can't remember that.
And you were like, we can't argue about this again. It took up 12 minutes last time.
I know, but I tell you what, that was it. That was very popular on Twitter. They loved that.
That's because people love like a debate. Drama. This week, Ash and I are arguing about which is the best Kardashian. And it's going to go
off. And you think it's Helen, and you think it's Mandy. So,
yeah.
And I'm straight in there with the brother, Stephen. So, it's going to... Gonna let that one.
You decide.
Fire off. You decide. Leave me out of it. Just trying to raise some money. But yeah. So Craig's boyfriend Zaha with the goal.
Yeah, my boyfriend. Yeah.
You love him, don't you? He's like your favourite player.
Ben Dinnery actually sent a captain in this week. Injury Did expert he? Ben Dinnery, it worked out. But Milivojevic. Now I know we keep banging on about him, but that's 10 goals, 10 Premier League goals this season.
I know. Crazy. And still, I don't know what his price is now.
He's 5.1 now, I think.
5.1. It has gone up considerably, but he's still only 10% picked.
Yeah, he has 29 points in the last 3 weeks.
That's mad.
That is mad. Yeah. Especially when you consider that those fixtures were Bournemouth away, Liverpool at home, Huddersfield away. So it's no mean feat.
Home and away. It's home and away. So all of the...
Sorry, it's home and away or home and away. It's always very confusing. Josh King with a goal again. He's not really a viable pick for anyone at the moment. And I don't... Has anyone got Zaha? Because beginning of the season, you say he's my boyfriend, but he was in my team, but no one's got him these days, have they, Zaha?
I don't think so. I think... Oh, no, it must have been towards the tail end of last season that I had him in. I don't think I've had him this season, no.
Well, he was one of the first people I picked for this season. Then they went on the Frank de Boer run.
Blimey, fucking hell, that seems like ages ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm. In fairness to Zaha, like he's missed a lot of games. Yeah, maybe missed 10 games.
Yeah.
He's still on nearly 100 points, must be.
He's 7-5-3 in his last three games, but if you were to say that he'd have half the amount of goals Milivojevic would at the end of the season, I think you'd have been laughed at. He'd have been laughed out of town, Ashley.
Yeah.
But still, it was a goal for Zaha, a goal for Milivojevic. Brighton versus Huddersfield, two obviously new teams to the league this year. 1-1 in that one.
Yeah.
Mounier, an early season pick.
Show me the Mounier with a goal.
Almost.
And an own goal, I was happy to see, from Craig's goalkeeping choice, Lossell.
Lossy, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Or should I say Lolsall.
Yeah.
Lolsy.
That goal was proper Duffy.
Proper Duffy. Oi. What he's done there is he's looked at under red cards, it says proper, and then above it says Duffy.
Correct. So
that's the sort of shit that we're able to generate, them sort of laughs.
Yeah.
But not a Lewis Duncan goal, thankfully, for once. So that was a lot of people happy. Newcastle kind of got themselves into reckoning for the top half. Beating Leicester 2-1. Iosi Perez finally getting a goal. Shelvey finally getting a goal.
Yeah, for his first league goal this season.
Yeah.
His first goal for well over a year or something, someone said.
He's a talented player, John Joe Shelvey, but he's obviously an idiot.
Quite a good goal as well. Bit of a belter.
If he had the mentality, he'd still be playing at Liverpool, but he's a moron.
He was a gypsy. He sounds like a gypsy, doesn't he? John Joe Shelvey.
I think he might be of Romani gypsy origin.
A traveller.
Yeah, I think he is traveller origin.
Is he? I would have said so. And that Jack Grealish looks like a gypsy as well. Not that that's Premier League, but...
But we're talking gypsies. This is the gypsy section of the podcast,
we're talking
right?
gypsies, yeah. David Essex. Was he a gypsy? Probably.
Was it... I can't remember if it was us or Match of the Day that we're talking about.
I always get confused.
Did you say that seriously? I can't remember if it was us or Match of the Day. Was it us or Newsnight that we're talking about
All of our listeners often say that as well.
I can't remember
if it was Tom from the Gaffer Tapes. Or Robert De Niro, who coined the phrase...
was it Gary Lineker talking about wham bars tasting like fannies? Or was it... I can't remember.
Genuinely might have been something Craig was talking about.
Go on.
Shelby playing for England.
No, wait, he has in the past played for England, why?
Someone was talking about whether he was going to play for England because they need a sort of like his type of player and we haven't got any.
Bold.
He hasn't... Yeah. Well, I think when he was leaving Swansea, he was... Actually, he started like the last two games for England whilst he was at Swansea, if that makes sense. He started. Then he had a meltdown at Swansea and basically had a tantrum when they lost to Oxford in the League Cup or FA Cup, I can't remember which. And then he went to Newcastle and it kind of waylaid. In fairness, if Shelvey was normal in the head, he could play for England because that is a role, but he's not exciting for England now, is he? But he is a good player, but he's just not got it mentally, I don't think. Yeah. But you can be mental and play for England because Jamie Vardy does, and he got a goal.
Hey, yeah. Vardy, a very late goal, wasn't it?
Again.
Yeah, late week. Goal for me and Craig. We both captained him, did we not?
Did you? Did.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I straight captained him. Craig stuck the armband on Salah and then Vice on young Vardy.
Do you want to know why I did that?
Because you're a rebel?
I knew Salah wouldn't play, but it's that false sense of security. I wanted you to see my points total be lower, and then Bosch, vice-captain's got points.
Yeah, no, I took that into consideration. Don't worry. I was watching you very
I know that, because you texted me my score.
I did, yeah. And you were hoping that I'd go, oh, you only got 36. And then you'd just be sitting there going, oh, 36, is it? Mm. Yeah, press refresh, mate. 42.
That is something almost like that. That is almost exactly what the voice in my head was saying. And when I think in my head... He often sounds like you, weirdly.
And you messaged me, and went, who do we all captain this week, guys? Like you didn't fucking know. Like you
Mate,
didn't
I can
look.
Honestly say I haven't looked at your team once.
Yeah, right.
I barely looked at my team. And now that the league's over for the year, then I'm just kind of like,
don't
know what?
Say it. Look at this.
Concentrate on my own game. Just, I'm sure I'm going to try because I owe it to the podcast.
I'm not taking it. It's bullshit.
I like
it's
how he
games.
Says he hasn't checked his team hardly at all this year because his little dinner date league.
Oh, yeah, your dinner date league. You must be doing it because
I've never worked on dinner date. So.
Your lobster and blowjob league with your mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still going. You must be looking at your team because of that.
Well, no one else is. Because we've taken draft quite seriously this year, the lobster and blowjob league, I've not really paid attention to, but I'm second in that. So that tells
you
the standard
of
that.
You're going to be noshing off friend of the podcast, Andy Gibbons, Kajaki actor Andy Gibbons, under the table while he's noshing on a lovely lobster himself.
Well, he's last, mate. So if anything, he's the lobster. We don't eat who loses.
You don't eat
just
who loses.
To clarify.
It's not the cannibal lobster and blowjob league, is
no,
it?
No, it's not cannibals. No, that would be good, though. It'd be a good league. Good forfeit. Tell us your forfeits. Email us now.
But, do you eat the person who comes last in your league? If so, get in touch.
Was it us or Soccer AM who spoke to the people who ate the people in their league? I can't remember. Moving on to the most controversial game of the week, fantasy-wise, Spurs beat Stoke 2-1, which doesn't sound bad, but goal confusion. Twitter went mental and still is as we record.
It still is as we record. We've just heard some news about it, haven't we? But Kane plays the full 90.
Yes.
But it's not his goal, is it?
Well, this is the thing. So as we recorded, there was some official Premier League peeps saying Kane has been awarded the goal, but that FPL points won't be attributed to him. Mm-hmm. So if you go on the Fantasy Premier League site, as we record now at 10 to 9 on a Wednesday night, the 11th of April, it still says Ericsson 2.
Okay. Let's leave it at that then, please, because I don't know.
That's it.
People are going to be going mental. FPL boffins are going to be going crazy.
That's it. And maybe this is the controversy that makes people realise that FPL pundits aren't a thing.
No, that's true. Yeah. Maybe. If you have FPL pundit in your Twitter bio, please get rid of it. Take it off.
But do you know what? I still actually haven't seen the incident as to whose goal it was.
I've seen it. Oh, I was hoping that you two could argue about it. I thought this could be the moment. Ash says it was definitely a goal, and you say, "Of course, it fucking wasn't. It may have touched his hair. It didn't touch his person." Can we say that? Would you agree?
Is that not me? It didn't touch his.
Well, it may have grazed his hair, but there's no way it came off.
He was saying it touched his shoulder.
Yeah, he says he felt a brush on his shoulder, didn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
That was just his massive chin.
It is a little bit weird that it's like one of these things where he said, "Oh, it touched my shoulder," and they're like, "Oh, well, he's that type of player."
He's that type of player that is desperate to get the golden boot.
Yeah, exactly. So you're right.
It's a good English lad going, "It touched my shoulder." Well, he's not like if it was like Luis Suarez, but what the fuck do you know about shoulders, mate?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's because he wants the golden boot. And the fact that it shows, because if he wasn't in the hunt for the golden boot or someone else, then Tottenham as a club wouldn't have appealed it to try and get it because he's gone... I nearly did a Harry Kane voice and that would have been incredibly Atletico mince. But if he'd have gone, "I want my fucking goal," then, why would he do that if he didn't think, of course.
You've got to feel sorry for little Christian Eriksen and all this.
I know, at no point is anyone going, he's just at the back going, "Well, I did all the hard work."
Yeah, I just scored a 40-yard free kick.
on.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just ran over, really. First thing he did was run over to him and went like, oh, it's cool.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was a dick move. He was like, also, that was me. Oh, that was me. That was actually me. That was actually me. Yeah. Boys, that was me. It's like,
if it's been given to Kane, I hope he gives him the goal bonus, because you get good money for scoring goals.
Yeah. Well, he obviously wouldn't. What's the other thing?
Oh, he just wants it down because he wants to beat Salah.
It's like the most technicality as well. Because it was going in, so even if it did brush past him, Eriksen still hit it in from 30 yards.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, no, well, like, technically, it brushed past me, so I think I should get all the accolades and the money for that.
Lineker's, Alan Shearer's already jokingly tweeted, like, his
Was it Alan Shearer or was it Ash Kernsworth? Because very... Do you know what I mean? I heard it from one of them, I don't...
He sort of said, if Kane finishes his Premier League career on 261, then he wants a fucking word about this. Which is fair enough. And they'll get it on for charity. And then there's obviously a lot of jokes doing like, Harry Kane's opened the scoring for Real Madrid tonight. Juventus tonight, sorry. Yeah, so there's a lot of that going about.
A lot of accounts like, Sport Bible just photoshopping him into like Ronaldo's overhead kick. And then just like Kane, Kane jumps in there.
But from a fantasy point of view,
it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
A lot of people banked on Kane being back and starting and so captained him. Which was a good move because he did, but he's not getting the points for that. So
I'm hoping so. Yeah, I hope they don't change it. They go, oh, well, we've got to honour it. And I bet they are going mental on Twitter as we speak.
Oh, almost certainly. They'll want their points. Shouldn't and then, like I say, then they realise that this isn't real, guys.
Yeah, that's it. It's not real life.
I don't know if you guys are slagging off people who love necessarily the prime.
I think we did it in the first 30 seconds this week.
It's a new tactic this week.
I used the phrase
basically
FPL
for me.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
Ash is right. Because my fantasy football season is over doesn't mean I should project that on everyone else's.
All right, little mind game. FPL mind games, that should be your Twitter handle.
That is one of my Twitter handles once I'm not FPL Avocado.
Yeah. Diouf, old Sue Diouf with a goal, and Shaqiri with an assist. He's been an amazing, a less attractive Tom Holmes, less talented Tom Holmes. Good pick this season. Is he the new Tadic? Do you remember players like, you used to love players like, who was it, Tadic? And every year, was it Ayew years ago?
Oh, that's good. Gylfi Sigurdsson was always a good go-to
Sigurdsson,
for a smaller
these
club.
These players, is Shaqiri one of those?
I don't think he's consistent enough.
He's not, but if you look at his score compared to the last 2 years...
Mm.
Like he's on 133 points this year, and he got 80 last year and 97 the year before. So he has cranked it up a notch.
Yeah,
but they will have another manager next year probably, or they might not even be in the league because Paul Lambert was a terrible appointment, and I don't quite understand it. Mark Hughes is in the possibility of getting two teams relegated in one season, which is quite incredible.
Oh, it's pretty good,
amazing.
I was thinking actually earlier, there's a lot of good players getting relegated, maybe not teams, but because they've had so much money. In the summer, when these teams go down, there's going to be a lot of players kicking about.
Teams like Southampton or Stoke go down, then they've made some bad investments over years. Yes, there's some talented players who are going to. I always find as a neutral, I find that quite exciting. You're like, cool, let's see where these players end up. This is quite fun.
I'm trying to think who Southampton ever gone down before?
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
I was going to say they do seem like a bit of a stalwart.
They went down to League One.
Did they?
Yeah, Adam Lallana was with them at League One and was the best player in League One, and there was a lot of like, yeah, but it's just League One, mate. And then you realised, oh no, shit, this guy's good. He's just there.
Adam Lallana.
As I say, I suppose West Brom are going to go down. They've probably got the worst squad. Mm. Well, that's not too interesting.
Someone like Hagazi, Rondon.
Yeah, they got a few players.
Rondon in the Championship,
but they're quite. I don't know what you call it. Where they're not interesting players, are they? Their style of football.
Sort of net. Yeah.
They've got a lot of players who will just have to stick it out with them. Like a lot of the Newcastle players did when they were down there, and it's like, fuck it, we might as well just... Like, people aren't going to be flooding in to buy a lot of those kind of players. A few might get sideways. The likes of James McLean and Jay Rodriguez might get sideways moves.
Dawson.
Yeah.
But
Dawson, I think, is good.
Dawson?
Yeah.
I was surprised when he left Tottenham, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Different Dawson, guys.
Different Dawson.
If
the one who lives on the creek with Joey Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
If Palace, Southampton or Stoke go down, they got loads of players. Alan plays for Stoke.
Alan, yeah.
Joe Allen's a great player. Yeah, I think it'll be West Brom, Stoke, and Saints personally, but we will see. Burnley. Moving on. Sorry, Watford and Burnley. It was 2-1 to Burnley. Jack Cork, Sam Boakes getting a goal, and Pereira. For Watford, Again, not the usual Burnley. Chris Wood, your boy Chris Wood didn't score, but he got one ruled out.
Yeah, he was my double back-to-back tip, wasn't he, Wood?
He was. That's Tom's back-to-back tip.
That is a shame. Yeah, I was counting my Kiko Firmino clean sheet points before they were in my bag. Do you know what I mean? Like, it flashed up. And I knew he was going to be the sub that came on for Salah. And yeah, don't count your tits. That is the thing there. But he's classed as a defender. He's playing like fucking proper winger.
Yeah.
He's like playing part of like a front three, basically. Kiko Firmino. He's like 4.3 mil.
You love him.
Mental.
You absolutely love him.
Loving him this season. He might be the new Wallace. He really might.
Oh, God. That's a big claim.
Might be the new Wallace. It's a big thing. But
it is a big thing.
Might very well be.
The ultimately doomed West Brom were 1-0 up until late on. Tammy Abraham. Big Tammy getting a goal for Swansea to equalise.
Yes.
Jay Rodriguez for West Brom. I still think Tammy Abraham would have been a good player for them if he had stayed fit all season. But
yes. And we can now say that it is now the Suns' Dream Team FC 5, the Gaffers 5.
No way.
Tammy, 5 goals. Dwight Gayle / Marcus Gayle. Not the same person.
/ Gayle Platt.
5. / Gayle Platt. Yeah. / Gayle from Breaking Bad. He was a character in Breaking Bad. I've been watching Breaking Bad recently. Should we talk about Breaking Bad? More interesting.
It's 5 goals. It's 5 goals each, and it might be depressingly neither of them might score again.
Yeah. What happens if it's a draw? We got a stapler and a bag of tangerines on it with the Sun Dream Team.
I know. Well, we just keep our own tangerines, mate. And then it's slightly more exciting than West Brom Swansea was the Manchester derby, which completely outclassed the Merseyside derby. Oh, what a ridiculous game.
Bit, mate. Crazy. Yeah, absolutely mental. So it was sewn up, wasn't it? 2-0 City, they were fucking all over them. What happened? Completely different team, first half to second half.
Man United apparently had one touch in the opposition box in the entire first half, and it was like they got a Lingard onto a tackle or a clearance straight away.
It was, they had one, they didn't they have one shot or something?
If that, and that was from outside the box.
Yeah, crazy, absolutely crazy. It was like they just swapped shirts at half time. Do you know what I mean? Like United came out and it was
like a bad film, like Escape to Victory or Mighty Ducks, where they get in and just go, we got to go and we got to try harder. And then all of a sudden they go out and a dog scores the winning goal.
Yeah. And essentially he did. Chris Smalling with the winner there. Pogba has the game of his life and suddenly becomes like ultra FPL man with major fucking points.
He crazy. Got Graham Souness and Craig Bellamy absolutely tore Pogba apart in the studio.
Amazing.
Well, after the
half time.
Yeah.
Half time.
They absolutely tore him to shreds. And to be fair, they had fair points. And Gary Neville was agreeing, like, he's not even trying. He's walking around. He's not tracking. It's terrible. But then he comes out, scores 2 goals, Smalling scores. It's all chaos. If you would have told me that there'd have been 4 more goals in stoppage time, I would have believed you watching. I was like, yeah, all right. Like, anything's going to happen in this game.
Yeah, it was a belter, wasn't it?
I've been saying all season, I think Pogba's good. He's value 7.8, loads of times. He just can't stop fucking up, though. Every time he'll have a good patch, he'll have a run of like 4 games.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Then he'll get sent off or injure himself.
Well, as soon as he was back, when I heard he was coming back, he's definitely playing this coming week after being off for ages. So I brought him in and instantly he started playing well. And then he flopped it. And then that was it.
He may or may not be in my free hit team for this week.
Oh, he's free hitting. He's free hitting on the DGW. That's interesting.
I'm an FHDGW mofo, BHS.
Oh, so that means, hold your horses. So that means if he's free hitting, Now, is he free hitting or is he saying he's free hitting? Because if he's free hitting, he can't be bench boosting. Interesting. It's all mind games, isn't it? It's all mind games. I replied to a tweet on Saturday saying, I'm captaining Lacazette too, just to see if Craig saw it and thought, ooh, Tom's captaining Lacazette. Turns out I don't think Craig saw it and I didn't captain Lacazette. So mind games at this stage in our careers. Another 3-2, Arsenal and Southampton. Yeah. Always captain Welbeck.
Been saying it for years.
We've been saying it for years. There's a t-shirt. Go to thegaffertapes.com/shop. Get your always captain Welbeck t-shirt. Yeah. Just captain Welbeck, always. 2 goals for the lads and 1 assist. Mental.
Shane Long and Danny Welbeck score in the same game. That's unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. Charlie Austin scores. Aubameyang's a good player.
Straight off the bench, yeah. Do you know what? Aubameyang is the sort of consistency that Arsenal have been missing up front for a long time.
Ash said last week Aubameyang was his go-to guy, I think, for this week.
You captained him, didn't you?
Yeah, again.
Yeah, you had lot of Arsenal players. You've had Arsenal players for a few weeks now, haven't you?
Yeah, annoyingly.
Just that lovely run.
I was on the verge. The only decision I really had to make was whether to get rid of Ramsey for Ali, or because I didn't have enough money for Eriksen, or get rid of whoever my third striker was for Lukaku.
Yeah.
And Lukaku route, which didn't really pay off.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a nice double coming up.
Yeah.
That's a shame you couldn't get Eriksen. That'd have been a lovely. You'd have been flying up the league if you had Eriksen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Flying. There's one pip too many.
Flying. Yeah, too many pips, mate. Flying without pips, exactly. And the last game of the week was Chelsea drawing 1-1 with West Ham. Great result for West Ham. Arnautovic getting points again with an assist. And the applicator, Aspilicueta, getting a goal.
Yeah, highest scoring defender in the game.
The pricey.
Pretty scrappy little goal. Wasn't it?
Brutal for all the Alonso owners, I think the West Ham scored.
Yeah.
If you've got,
What
is he, 7 million?
7.2 or something?
Yeah, 7.2.
Less. And he's got the more points.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if someone's costing you 7.2 million, losing a clean sheet in the last minute is a sore one to take, isn't it?
Yeah.
How mental is it that Hazard is only 7% picked?
Is he? Yeah, he's so expensive.
Wow.
This double game week coming up, Hazard's got to look tasty. Southampton, Burnley.
Suffering because Chelsea are obviously the league winners last year. All their prices are affected. Next season, we're going to see some Man City players that you can't afford.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The likes of David Silva.
Sterling or
David Silva, well, he won't be so cheap.
Because didn't Sterling and Silva both start at 8 million?
Something like that.
So something crazy.
Silva's still knocking around about 8.2 or something. He's not a huge amount.
And you're gonna see like
all those boys, Sané, De Bruyne. It's gonna be you won't be able to have two City midfielders.
Even Otamendi. Otamendi's 6.4, but he's the third highest defender in the game. He'll be 7 or 6, 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
De Bruyne and Salah next year are gonna be
sweet baby Jesus.
I can't even begin to imagine what Salah's value is going to be because he's 10.5 now. You're looking at a 12 million midfielder there.
Unless they reclass him as a striker.
Yeah, I mean, they should really.
That's a point.
If he's at Liverpool, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're not going to sell him.
Well, if the money comes in.
But I mean, who's got the money? They brought him for 60.
Yeah.
He's a £200 million player now, isn't he?
Yeah, one can. I don't even think if they wanted him with the fair play thing, anybody could even buy him if they wanted to.
That's true. Only PSG because they don't give a fuck about laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck the laws.
But yeah, exactly. But that, yeah.
Sorry, I've been drinking bad dry ales this evening. Just shout fuck the laws.
Tom's been drinking gin and juice. He's gone off. But let's have a look at the Gaffer Tapes top 10 because I know someone here might be bloody interested in it.
Exactly. I can't wait.
So in 10th place, the league is closed, remember, for the season.
It is, I was going to say. Usually I go, and you can join. You can't join. Get out.
But still listen to the second two parts, because it's not about the league after that.
Still listen to the podcast, yeah.
In 10th place, it's Lookman, Are You Ake? By Jeremiah Johnson. New in the top 10.
Double J. Is he? I recognise that name.
There's still room. In 9th place, the Fedora Fanatics. In 8th place, Son of Jack and Vera, it's Andrew Duckworth. In 7th place, it's Better Call Salah. In 6th place, up to 6th, hot take, it's Ashley Bloody Kernsworth.
Ash Kernsworth? I'm trying to do so because we usually do something about people's name. Ash. Ash Cakes?
The Colonel?
Yeah. Corned beef? Ash?
Yeah. In 5th place, it's Son of Ken and Deirdre, it's Luke Barlow.
Hold on, interjection.
Yeah.
Luke Barlow is a patron. So
he's been in the Patreon league.
And he won't fucking fuck up and let me win it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see between the two of you for that Patreon league.
I've used my chips and stuff now. I'm out of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's annoying when listeners beat you, innit?
Yeah.
You've only got angry at 5 listeners,
We've got several hundred listeners above us.
Yeah. In 4th place, it's Charlie Bryan. In 3rd place, Stevie Sunshine, Cruise Control. In 2nd place, back up to 2nd, it's Steve Clift. Clifty's middling 11. Yeah. And in 1st place, he's still there. It's Romancing the Joe Stone with, for fuck's sake, Ake, Are You Blind?
Stone on Twitter. Yeah, good man. Good man. Good stuff. Then our positions, me, T-Dog, Beeple's champ, 460th. At one point, I was like into the 300s. I was loving it. Went down on the Sunday, 460th. Craig, big Craigie Hazel, 735th. You gained a dozen points on me this week.
At least Craig,
a dozen points. There's 52 points between us, which he could easily make up if he is actually using his free hitching. Yeah. And don't shake your head like that and go, no, Tom, you've won. Tom, you're the better man, Tom. And I can't stand it. You're a little weasel.
It's better. Like, there was a point in time where Craig was so high that it made me laugh out loud.
What? Like how shit he was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's just gaining a little bit. And then I'll have a week where there's not 52 points, is nothing. You got 12, then you got 20 points back on me the other week.
So what is, are we, listen, in terms of placements over the 3 years we've done this so far?
Oh, I've got a little thing.
We're all even, aren't we?
Yeah, we've basically all done what, first, every position. So first ever season, this is going to be boring for so many people, but it went Craig, Ash, Tom. Second season, Ash, Tom, Craig. Third season, Tom, Ash, Craig. Now this year, it could be, at the moment, it's the same as season two, if it ends like this. If not, it'll be the first time it's been different. It's like Rain Man shit.
Tom has the audacity to call people boffins.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I think Craig's going to catch you.
I'm worried. I'm genuinely worried. This isn't me just saying and being humble. Trust me, I'm worried. Domi Mons is 696th in the Gaffer Tapes League. And Asmir Begovic, 1,335th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Must try harder, Asmir.
But he's busy.
But he's got a terrible double game week coming up, our mate Asmir. Liverpool and United. This game
and he can't 34. Have any Liverpool or United players because he doesn't like any opposition.
That's right. That's what he said to us, didn't he? So,
so he's got to exclude all of them.
He's gonna drop to 2,000th in our league.
I wonder if he would take a points hit to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he probably would.
Oh, that's so silly.
Boy, he can afford it.
Just don't bother playing.
Imagine that you've got Lukaku and you're like, oh no, I'm gonna have no. Is he going to get a fuck ton of points? I've got to pay to get rid of him.
But he can afford it. You know, if you look in your fantasy bank account, that's like his real one. So, probably all right. Can probably afford it. What he should do is tweet us and we'd help him, which is what we're going to be doing in part two.
Yeah.
Smooth. As we look through all your tweets, Facebooks, emails, all that sort of stuff, and everything you've been sending us in the social segment. And then in part three, obviously, we're going to have a quick look to the double game week, the DGW, and the latest installment in Tom versus Ash in the quiz. There's only 3 points in it. So all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We are in part two. I was about to say all of a sudden, but the last bit was about 35 minutes, so it's not all of a sudden at all. But we're here at the social segment. We go through all your questions, Facebook, emails, tweets, all that kind of thing. But before we do that, Tom and Ash, I just want to say, as it's the social segment, we have a very good competition running live right now.
It's a very good competition, yes. One that I would very much like to enter myself, Craig, if you don't mind me saying.
And you've always said you wanted to enter yourself, but sadly it's not possible. But it is a very good competition for the double game week. Some bloody lovely friends at Zippo.
Yeah.
Who aren't just, don't do lighters, they're in a whole package. It's like a classic Zippo lighter, a leather wallet, leather keyring, leather something else in there.
Hip flask, if you don't mind me saying.
It's all worth just under £70 sterling. But yeah, basically it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook. If you go onto Twitter, follow and retweet, and if you go onto Facebook and like and share, it's an entry, same competition, but enter twice, once on Facebook, once on Twitter, double the chance of winning. Very cool competition from Zippo, and it's actually a really, really... It's probably the most valuable package you've ever given away.
Actual Zippo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ash, you can tell Ash doesn't do so much of the admin with the Gaffer Tape.
Ash is like, I'll enter that.
No,
it's honestly a really, really cool...
It's really good,
...prize package. Worth about nearly £70. It's very cool. So please do enter it. We're going to give away the prizes at the once the points of the double game week have been settled. So you've got about sort of probably 8 to 10 days to enter now. So please go and enter that competition. It's very cool. But in the meantime, we'll look through some other stuff that you've been getting in touch with. What are we starting with, Thomas?
We can start with Facebook. I don't have the jingle on me, which is terrible form, isn't it?
Left it in his wallet.
But you can get
a new wallet by entering our competition.
I left it in
my
hip flask, which is annoying. I don't have the jingle ready.
Fine, mate. Just start it out. No one will notice.
Yeah. Can I find a better job? It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got a Facebook from Mahesh Jagadeesan.
Good pronunciation.
He said, Hello, hello from extremely hot South India. Should I do an accent?
No.
Don't do the accent. Don't do the accent. Hello, hello from an extremely hot South India. I'm on my free hit chip and have myself a pretty sexy team. Got one boring decision to make. Should I go for Wood or Barnes as my third striker? Cheers. Mate, I'm all about the Wood. I don't give a shit. I'm all about the Wood. I always have been. Big fan of Wood. He has more points than Barnes. He, I believe, has scored more goals than Barnes, and he's played a lot less minutes because he was injured for a large portion. And look at him, he's very big. He's all about a large portion. So, no, but seriously, get yourself some Wood. Certainly.
There. I've gone for Wood.
You've gone for Wood. Have you got Wood?
Yeah, I do think copying he's a slightly
me.
Better
so if you do beat
Barnes.
Me, then it's probably, it doesn't really count because you copy me, so.
Yeah. Who did they sign Wood from? Tom?
Don't know. It's probably some northern team because he's clearly a northerner. Incorrect. Yeah. He's actually from South Africa.
He's actually from New Zealand.
Correct. Same thing.
But I don't know. I think Wood's the better player. Even though Barnes has been kind of outperforming himself, I still think Wood is the better player out of the two.
I think so, yeah. Wood's more dangerous than Barnes. Although Barnes are made out of wood, aren't they? Often.
I also think against Chelsea, Wood's, if anyone's, either the two of them are going to score against Chelsea, it's going to be Wood. I don't know if they will, but I mean, it's guesswork, isn't it? It's much of a muchness, but I'd say out of the two of them, I'd go for Wood.
I think Wood, yeah. Craig and me would go for Wood every time. Ash, what are you saying? You dipping in? You going to say Barnes to be different?
I'm staying out of this one.
You're staying Wood neutral.
Ash is not giving an opinion on Wood and or Barnes, just to clarify.
No.
Did we get anything else off Facebook?
Oh, we did. We had someone else tweet their team.
What, on Facebook?
Yeah,
on Facebook.
Very clever.
Yeah, they tweeted their team on Facebook. Our friend Andre Martinsson from Scandinavia Land. He said, talk about my team. How to make it better. Free hit chip. Activate a lot of people on the free hit chip, isn't there?
This is why I was confused, worried. Because that previous message and this picture were linked together.
Oh.
So I was like, Barnes or Wood aren't even in this team.
Again, check your
understand.
Admin. Check your admin there. Check your admin all the time. No, it's not. This is from our friend. It's a very sort of, I was going to say, is it intercontinental? We've got one from India, one from
You're thinking of WWF belts in the 90s.
Oh, the European Championship, the Intercontinental Championship. It's very tag team, this, isn't it?
Yeah. I like his bench. He's got Spironi on the bench, and I admire that.
Well, what he's done, if he says he's got his free hit chip activated, I don't know why he's loading up his bench with double game weekers as well.
Well, because if something goes wrong and someone gets injured.
Well, if someone goes wrong, but then could you not sacrifice some of those, get in the cheapest shit, and then you can bulk up?
I don't know if that's a good idea, though, because
in case there are, yeah, to be fair.
So much fixture calamity. Yeah.
Okay, not a bad shout there, me old son.
Although in the double game week, the odds of someone missing both games.
Should we go through very quickly his team? Because it's the second week back to back that we've had.
Well, even if we don't give advice on the team, it's quite good. No. Anyone who's doing a free hit, here's an example of what someone who's quite good at fantasy football's doing.
Is Andre Martinsson good at
fantasy football? Yeah, he's Scandinavian, mate. They all are.
The Scandies, the classic Scandies. Yeah, they love it. The Scandinavian invasion. He's gone Courtois. All of these players, by the way, are on doubles bar Milivojevic, who you want to sort your bench out there, mate, because Milivojevic is your first sub and he's the only one not on a double game week.
And Aubameyang.
Yes. Courtois, Chigwell, aka Chiggers, Smalling, Christiansen at the back. Then you've got William Pogba, Son, Mahrez up front, Lukaku, captain, Vardy, Vice, Aubameyang, bench, you're talking Spironi, Milivojevic, Tarkowski and Long.
Now, so, Ash, is it foolhardy to put in Aubameyang on a single game week in a free hit double game week
hit.
Week?
I think it's all right. I don't think it's silly.
I would have, I think the only thing, I'd probably have Kane over Lukaku, I reckon.
Yeah?
I think, yes.
Yeah, no, because they've still got Man City in the bank.
Do you know what I would say? I'd say, if it was up to me, not that I'm, you know, any kind of expert, but I'd maybe, instead of Aubameyang, I'd maybe chop and change a little bit of the bench because maybe he's not aware that he can't use his bench boost. Maybe that's what it is. I'd get a couple of really cheap people and see if you can upgrade Aubameyang to Kane.
Well, I've got Kane in my free hit one because, as I always say, I don't care if they're playing City.
That's where you catch up the points on me.
Big players scoring big games. What about Harry Kane's season makes you think he can't score against Man City, particularly the week they've had?
And what about, yeah, City's last three or four games makes you think that they won't concede goals?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, in fact, I'd be surprised if he doesn't score against City.
Yeah, I would. That's annoying, because that's where you're going to get points on me.
Game, West Brom.
Who? Spurs' second game? Spurs. Brighton away.
Brighton, that's the way. Yeah, because even, I think away at Brighton, he might score the same amount of points as Aubameyang does away at Newcastle.
Yeah, it's true, actually. They're kind of like-for-like fixtures.
But
yeah,
looking at Aubameyang will probably score as many goals as, say, someone like Wood, you know, in the two games that he has, because he's got Leicester at home, Chelsea at home. Aubameyang, Newcastle away could get two, maybe even a hat-trick. You know what I mean?
If they were your choices,
your actual team, I would keep Aubameyang because he's playing the week after.
Yes.
Yeah. But for a free hit, I'd probably try and...
For a free hit, yeah.
A lot of people have been caught out by using their wild card and then not realising you can't bench boost on the same week.
Well, then they should look up, you know, the rules in like the FPL Boffin Bible or something.
FPL Boffin Bible.
The FPL Boffin Bible.
Gafftapes.com/shop.
That's the spin-off from Sport Bible. It's the FPL Boffin Bible.
Not as fun. But, you know,
lots of rules.
Equally as popular. Hope that, that helps. Andre Martinson, our little friend. Ian Stimson asked us simply, Super Ted was good, wasn't it, on Facebook? And then Rob Butler came in and said, something that I didn't understand. Remember when Bulk learnt the secret magic word and turned into Super Bulk? TV gold right there.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what that means.
What was Bulk or Super Bulk?
No idea.
I have absolutely no idea. I do remember Super Ted, but I don't remember lots of it. I remember what he looks like. I used to love Super Ted. And his outfit.
I used to love Super Ted. It was really good. Like even now, when I watch on YouTube, you know, when you watch like those retro intro cartoon things from the 90s and 80s and stuff.
I imagine.
Whenever I see the Super Ted one, I get a little bit of a boner. It still resonates. I remember.
Would Super Ted fit into the modern kind of Marvel or DC worlds, do you think?
No.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So. I'd love it if Banana Man rocked up in Marvel.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Super Ted just turned up.
He was the best. He was brilliant. I loved him. Spotty.
Super Ted? Spotty.
Yeah, it was Spotty, the alien from above. Super Ted.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't think they'd last in Gotham.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
He'd
get his stuffing pulled out, bless him. Next section, something that we do have our jingle keyed up for is, of course, tweets for my tweet.
What's happening?
That was quite straight then. You even put your about three fingers of your hand up.
Yeah, he pointed a gun at Tom's head as he said that.
He did. We got a tweet from Knocker.
Oh.
At Lillenborg.
Scandi. Lillenborg? He's a Scandi, I'm telling you now.
He's got to be, isn't he?
He's a handy Scandi.
Anyone want to read this one out?
On a scale of David De Gea to Luke Shaw, how nailed on is Jones for the running?
Good question. Phil Jones, is he nailed on?
I'd like to know, because he's in my team.
Well, he's still their second top scoring defender, but he obviously hasn't played. The reason he's asking is he hasn't played since game week 27 against Newcastle.
I'd love to know that myself. I don't think... I don't know, but I've gone for him. He's in my team.
Really? Over Chris Smalting?
No, well, I already had Jones anyway. He made me wild card like a couple of weeks ago.
Phil Jones made you wild card.
He did, I know, because I was being like, no, he'll be all right. He'll play by the time it's double game week. I'll just stick him on my bench until then. He's still not around, which is annoying.
Well, Smalling I would have, but I have a worry of history repeating itself, where Chris Smalling obviously cost me a position on the last day of the season. For an own goal.
Another of my little mini leagues, Smalling, on the last day of the season, a couple of years ago. Thanks.
I don't think Phil Jones is nailed on by any means.
No, I don't think he's nailed on. I'm hoping he does play, but potentially not, and that'll be
the answer being, on a scale of David De Gea to Luke Shaw, I would say he's about
nearly
Dennis Irwin. I don't know what he is. I don't know.
No, I'd say he's like right up in the Luke Shaw. He's not David De Gea, is he?
He's closer to Luke Shaw than he is David De Gea.
Definitely.
I
would say
Of lightiness. That's interesting.
I mean, he might be. We can't tell if he played till the next game, can you?
No, but he's not nailed. The question is how nailed on is he? He's not nailed on.
He's not nailed.
I guess if he does play next thing, he probably would be, wouldn't he?
But then if he asked us next week, Ash, it's a different set of rules.
It's a different set of tits, mate.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's a different set of tits.
There you go. We've got a tweet from Billy Bundy, 22, at Billy Bundy. He said, is week 37 juicier for a bench boost than week 34? I thought about that myself because I was umming and ahhing as to whether I can get the amount of players in. I've got a lot of injuries, but I will say now, I'm going to hold my hands up, I have pulled my bench boost trigger. I was going to do it 37, I've done it. I'm doing it on 34. I'm currently bench boosting, boys.
Wow, so it's Tom's bench boost against my free hit.
Yeah, I know it is. It really is.
And I'll be bench boosting in 37.
At the moment, I could potentially have 13 double game weekers, but I could also have about 8 because there's a lot of fucking injuries. So, yeah, it depends how your squad's looking, Bunders.
Yeah, it does. I would have said 37. It massively depends who you've got in your team.
Well, I have to play my bench boost on a single game week.
There's less. You have to play a bit. Do you have to?
I don't have to, but I have to play one of my triple captain or my...
Oh, you've got to use your triple captain on Kane in 37.
Yeah, you? Exactly. So my bench boost will probably be a single game week.
Yeah,
no, you can't if you do another. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of people are doing one or the other, aren't they?
Oh, I see. So, oh, well, in that case, I think the second one is better for both the chips.
37?
Yeah, but you're probably right that it's...
I think there's less teams double game weekend in 37.
But all the good teams are.
But all the good teams, there you go.
But that Kane double, you're right, second to last game
it's
of the season.
Captain, mate.
And you can tell he's going to be like, his shoulder's going to be all over the show, isn't it?
Yeah, big shoulders.
He wants that fucking...
Yeah, broad shoulders by then.
He'll be claiming goals in the Southampton Swansea game, so he might be able to get a few bonus.
Definitely, he'll pop up just to take the penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like John Terry in his full kit where he's not wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, I like that shit. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Kane. Because the more Salah scores, because he'll come off the bench, you know, and we had a lot of people asking if Salah's a good choice now and, you know, is he a good choice since Liverpool went through last night? Because, you know, even though he is fit and a lot of people got rid of him because they thought he wasn't fit, people are going, ha, he is fit. Why'd you get rid of him? But is it a better idea to get rid of him because he's now got Champions League that is going to be their focus? Yeah. So they're finishing third or fourth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame there's such a big gap between 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 6th.
Yeah, because if there wasn't, he's more likely to...
It'd have been quite nice if there was more to play for outside of City, but it's wrapped up everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Relegation's where the interesting battle is.
Pretty much. We got a nice little email. Craig, do you want to read an email, mate?
Oh, I'll read an email. From Nick Burnley Hall, NBH, no bodily harm. Cheese and tits. I scored 27 points this week. Nightmare. Two questions, greedy. There's always an unlikely hero in the double game weeks. Who will be this year? He missed out some words, but who will it be this year? What do you think? Who will it be this year?
I think it's going to be someone who's not on a double game week.
Someone getting a couple of goals and an assist.
I think it's going to be Aubameyang or someone that you just don't really think.
Or Welbeck doing a Welbeck.
Or Welbeck doing a Welbeck. Could very well be.
I think from the double game week, guys, it'll be either the aforementioned and oft discussed Chris Wood. Because obviously they've got two games. Or you might get an old name like Riyad Mahrez bashing out a huge score in their games against Burnley and Southampton.
Yeah, there you go.
Got
both of them, though, so I'm happy with that.
Willian.
Willian got Willian as well, mate.
Yeah, Willian, true. Sneaky. And then if you're talking unlikely hero, it's one of the people playing a big, big team. So like Brighton are home to Spurs, Glenn Murray getting a goal and an assist, and then also doing well in the game away to Palace. Yeah. Because I guess
or,
it's
or
that,
someone
that,
at Bournemouth, Josh King, because he's in a bit of form, back-to-back goals.
Yeah,
he gets a goal and an assist.
One of those bigger teams will be an upset, and whether it's Brighton, Spurs, or Liverpool, Bournemouth, or Burnley, Chelsea, there will be one. Yeah, so, and
Salah to come on 70th minute and then get a hat trick,
mate.
It would be, do you know what? Liverpool at home to Bournemouth, it would be very, very Liverpool to lose that game.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
At this stage of the season. And then with Bournemouth at home to Man U, a Bournemouth player coming out of that double game week with 2-3 goals, that's your unlikely. Maybe it is Josh King, but that would be a hell of a week for him.
Yeah. King or Wilson or something like that, yeah.
But, I don't know. I think Mahrez might come up trumps this week.
Decent shout.
Oh, well, they've got different games as well, haven't they?
What, Leicester?
Yeah, yeah, away at Burnley. Home to Southampton should be easier, but yeah.
Southampton's all right.
Away at Burnley isn't brilliant, is it?
No, it's not. Not easy at all.
Although it does suit their game, though, doesn't it? Really?
I just think, I mean, I've got Mara. I think Tom and I will end up having very similar teams with my free hits.
I was just thinking that. My, yeah, The only difference would be my bench, which could be dog shit. So I think we will be very close after this week. But this is a two-part question from Dr. Nicholas Burnley Hall.
Sorry, it's Nicholas Burnley Hall, PhD, isn't it?
It is. Doctor, yeah. What's he saying? What's the second
part? He also asks, what's your favourite sweet in a pack of Haribo Tang Fastix? Loves the cherries myself. I'm a cherries guy too, Nick.
I don't eat sweets. Genuinely don't. Never been a fan of sweets, ever.
For boffins, aren't they?
They're nothing. For boffins, they eat sweets.
I love sweets.
I don't like sweets.
Love sweets. Sweets
over
chocolate. I remember
me and you went to the pub years ago, Craig.
Yeah.
And you just kept eating Tic Tacs. And I was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You're like, oh, I'm really hungry. And then you had some Tic Tacs. I was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, bulimia is not to laugh about, though, is it?
It just made me laugh. You're like, oh, God, I'm getting quite hungry.
Do you know what it is?
You just pulled out a box of Tic Tacs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But Tic Tacs are free range and fair trade.
Are they free range? They grow one Tic Tac in its own field.
Exactly.
Just one box of Tic Tacs takes up an
this
entire
county. This explanation is not going to help my case at all. But
no.
When you finish a little packet of Tic Tacs, a little box of Tic Tacs, the smell of an empty box of Tic Tacs is lovely. And I keep it around me a little while and have a sniff of it.
Yeah, okay.
So what happens when you grow up in Scotland, folks?
When you grow up in Scotland, that's what they do for fun.
That's it. Hey, fucking Tic Tacs here. Fucking, what can I do? Sniffing packet of Tic Tacs here for fun.
I like the ones that are like.
Go on.
Yellow. No, not yellow. And they're white at the bottom. They're like two textures.
Are you talking about the fried eggs?
I'm talking about the actual question. I think they're like crocodiles, maybe? Crocodiles.
Yes, like the foam underneath and then the jelly on top.
Yeah,
like the hearts. The hearts are good, aren't they?
Sweets do nothing for me.
That wasn't the question, really, though, was it, Tom?
No, it's what's your favourite? I don't have a favourite. Couldn't tell you. You could hold a gun to my head and say, what's in a Haribo Fangtastic or whatever? And I'd go, don't know, mate.
Nick wants to know, what's our favourites? You've come in here.
Love the cherries.
Shit all over it.
Yeah.
I like that he signs the email off Breast Wishes, NBH, which is always nice. And he sent it from his iPhone, which makes me think, where was he when he was sending it?
Probably in surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say, operating on someone. worrying. And finally, boys, just before we go for this section, let's have a bit of any other business. We don't have a jingle lined up. We don't have last week's fantastic Jay-Z inspired jingle from Cockaleaky Sue.
Yeah, there's a restraining order on Sue.
Why? No.
Take my eyes, but not Cockaleaky Sue's jingle.
Yeah, there's been no Sue. There's been no Sue. It's because my phone's fucking broken.
Oh, that's not why.
That's not why. We've had a word. And
yeah, it was so weird. I spilt that pint of water over
it. It was weird. It was weird. As soon as I mentioned Sue, you accidentally threw my phone out of my hand.
Dropped it into a pint of water and then threw the pint of water out the window. Yeah.
God. Read some stuff, boys. I feel like I've read a lot.
So Lewis Hughes says, it's just me, or does the Tom Holmes sound a lot like Ricky Gervais? He does this squeaky high voice. Hashtag any other business.
I like the people that are hashtagging any other business. And we had a couple of those. AOB hashtags.
He was correct. Tom does an amazing impression of Brent.
I do a Brent impression. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think a lot of people of our age slip into Brent impressions almost constantly.
I used to find that if I'd watch The Office and then do stand-up later that night, I was really having to stop myself doing it.
That's what I imagined when I saw your stand-up. I thought it was going to be more Brenty.
No,
you don't realize, you're more like Cockney geezer.
Yeah.
But cheeky chappy.
Yeah, cheeky chappy. But you're not like that in real life.
I did a gig on Saturday night and I talked about on the website, they referred to me as cheeky chappy. I sound like a paedophile supervillain. And they loved that. And then I said, have we got any paedophiles in tonight? And one woman at the front was absolutely pissed. She was crying with laughter because I went, have we got any paedophiles in tonight? Love that. It's like the highlight of her life.
And if you want to hear some highbrow jokes about paedophiles, go back and listen to our live show at the Phoenix Ice Club.
Oh, yeah.
In the first 10
Episode
minutes.
Episode 101. Live at the... Yeah, that was good there.
But yeah, it is hard not to.
Do I sound like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Another one we got, a hashtag AOB. Just realised in all the time that Barnes has been playing well, Tom hasn't said barnstorming once. How things have changed.
That used to be my thing, apparently. Everyone was like, oh, let's play Gaffer Tapes Bingo, where with all the little things that we say, and one was barnstorming. I haven't said barnstorming.
Yeah, you used to say that one. You used to say rising like the proverbial salmon.
I haven't said that for a while. I realised that when I saw that.
And talk of the town.
Talk of the town, I think I do still say talk of the town, but I haven't really mentioned rising up the verb. I haven't said barnstorming for ages.
I don't think I've said literally a million.
literally a million. You haven't. We said, I noticed, I listened back to, I always listen to like the first 10 minutes of every podcast after they go out. Just the first 10. I can't be bothered with the rest of it. But at one point, we said the word mental about six times in a minute. And at one point, me and you said it at exactly the same time. We both went,
mental!
There's like loads that. Of so things you haven't seen.
We need to stop doing
God,
that.
You do sound like David Brent. That he said when you do your high-pitched squeak voice.
Yeah, that's
that
what exactly. He means.
He said Ricky Gervais.
But there's loads of things you haven't said. Noah. You remember you always used to say, jockey, socky, doo-da. And then
yeah,
always,
I haven't said jockey, socky, doo-da.
And you always used to be, what? Goals on my face. You always used to say all those things.
I haven't said, oh, slice of cake, yes, please. I haven't said that for ages. That was my absolute favourite catchphrase. And Ashes, oh, nosh, 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 don't mind if I do. That was brilliant. What's happened to all our catchphrases?
I know. Sometimes you used to shout boink just in the middle of sentences. So we need to bring all that stuff back.
Yeah.
Let's bring all that stuff back. Anything really but should. Sue.
Anything but Sue.
All that needs to come back. Well, that was any other business was strong this week.
Oh, can I just say there's one more right at the bottom. Sabzi, our friend Sabzi from South Africa, he tweeted us a little video. Obviously, we can't, we can just talk about the video. He tweeted us a little video. It was after Chelsea drew with West Ham.
Yeah.
He said, lads, Chelsea is stressing me out. Hashtag mental. Funny we said that. Hashtag Sab's suicide watch. And he tweeted us a little video of him hanging out of a window pretending to kill himself.
Well,
so
we don't condone any of that.
Don't condone any of that, but it did make me laugh and I did retweet it. And then I retweeted it and thought, it's irresponsible, isn't it?
Also, bit disrespectful to West Ham that a draw, one all West Ham, can make you jump out of a window. It's not
because Ash tweeted us a video of him masturbating out of a window. This is the best thing that's ever fucking happened! But that, which is... And that was another one of your catchphrases, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's the best thing that's ever fucking happened!
Plus, it's a bit of an overreact, isn't it? Because Chelsea got nothing to play for.
No, exactly. Mm. What are they worried about?
Disrespectful.
Well,
I enjoyed it, Seb. But don't actually kill yourself because you're a wonderful, strong individual.
I figured it out. The Sabzi code.
Yeah.
Sabzi code. Was stressed out because they didn't lose.
Yeah.
Because if I had to sit through a season of Europa League football.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh,
you'd love to sit through a season of Europa League football.
Yeah. You'd love it. Is that what you're talking to him? I don't know. I'm hating it. I've been hating it this season.
Ash would love it. West Ham would love it. I'd bloody love it. Hearts. I'd just love a season of football.
Yeah, yeah. If I was a Chelsea fan, I don't.
True. All they've got to play for is advertising for whoever's going to be their new manager. They've got to impress them. It's like they're showing their house off, making sure there's magazines out and fruit in the fruit bowl.
It'd be good next season when they have one really good season, and then the season after they have a meltdown and then get a new manager.
Yeah, that is very true, but it won't be Conte. But yeah, thanks. That's any other business. That was all very good. Enjoyed that, the social segment.
Really nice.
And do remember, if you're still listening at this point, which you should be, enter the competition now. Go on Twitter and retweet and follow us and Zippo for that competition, or on Facebook, do the same there to win nearly £70 worth of leather bloody goods. So do that. Coming up in part three, we're going to be having a quick look at Double Game Week, although we've kind of told you our picks already, but we'll just remind you of who's playing who. And it is the latest installment in Ash versus Tom. He really needs a win, Tom. It's 17-14 to Ash, and we go one step further in a Double Game Week related quiz. Ooh, all that coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tape. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tape's Fantasy Football Podcast as we career into Double Game Week 34. It's season-defining Double Game Week 34, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's probably the biggest point, certainly so far, of this
of Tom's adult life.
Definitely, mate. You know, some of us have had kids, some of us have got married, but Game Week
34... Oh, I get it. I'm not married, I don't have kids. Jesus.
Season. You got a dog, though, mate. Do you want to talk about your dog on the podcast?
Almost every week I want to, but I won't. So, yeah, Double Game Week, obviously, it's a lot of fixtures, to talk about, but we'll just say who's got the Double Game Week. Who has got the Double Game Week, Tom?
Who has got the Double Game Week? If you're writing this down, to be fair, if you've left it this late, you're a fool to yourself, but you're not an FPL boffin, so you're good, all right in our books. Brighton, Spurs, Bournemouth, United, Burnley, Leicester, Chelsea, Southampton. That's your doubles. You've got to be looking at Spurs, United, Leicester, Chelsea, really.
Yeah.
Out of those four big players. But my little tip, I've been saying it for weeks and weeks. Burnley are the only team playing in this double and the blank game week coming up. So directly after this Double Game Week 34 is game week 35, which is blank, and there's only, I don't know, 8 teams playing. Burnley are one of those teams, so you want to stock up on Burnley. If you're not playing your free hit, 3 Burnley players, get them in.
You have been talking a lot about Burnley, to be fair.
Thanks very much. I have, mate. It's just because I noticed that weeks and weeks ago.
And are you staying? Before, are you sticking with your main man of the moment, Aubameyang, Ash, even though he's not on a DGW? Yeah.
I fancy that. So, yeah, load up on Burnley. Lukaku or Kane, maybe Vardy captain. Get Mahrez in there. Maybe Pogba, he's at a bit of form. Son. Cut the Chelsea defenders. Bing, bang, boom. You're done.
Bing, bang, bosh. You're done.
Bing, bing, bang, bosh. That was another one of the catchphrases, wasn't it? Bing, bang, bosh.
Are you sticking with Aubameyang, Ash?
I am for this week. And then, well, till the end of 35. Then I'm going to get Kane in for the rest of the season.
Mm. So you want Kane for that magic 37?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be, isn't it? Got to be.
I think it depends how much
City rotate as well, because I think they're going to be good for 35, because I don't think they can win the title now, this week, unless Man United. Yeah, unless they lose. But against Swansea, that probably means they will be able to.
City's all up, because we all presumed that City would have a Champions League campaign to fight.
And a league title sewn up.
They'd won the league and they were through to the semis, yeah.
So who knew? But now, actually, especially the week they've had, surely they want to finish strong now in the league.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think they'll at least till they've won it.
And even then, maybe, because now they don't even have the Champions League. Like, it's almost a weird one. Like, Man City are going to win the league at a canter and some fans are a bit upset.
Yeah.
Which is odd, isn't it?
No, it's annoying. Yeah, I did tweet that after, obviously, United beat them. I tweeted, cool, imagine that, you know, not winning the league 6 weeks early, winning it, you know, 5 weeks early. Embarrassing. Or the other way around, I don't know.
Especially as they just have been, like, they've been fantastic.
Enough to United, you know, it's as a United fan, if you were at that game, you wouldn't want, you know, City to be beating you and taking the title there. But, you know...
For Liverpool to beat them 3 times this season, though.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Yeah. I think Liverpool could go all the way in the Champions League.
Well, who knows? We'll see how the draw goes.
From the results we've seen so far, you can't tell, can you, really?
No, not really. It's Bayern, Real, Liverpool and Roma. So I kind of hope Liverpool and Roma draw each other so we get one of those two in the final, to be honest. It'd be nice. I wouldn't begrudge Roma winning the whole thing, if they? It'd be good.
Would you see
Salah play against Roma as well.
Would you be supporting Liverpool from this stage onwards in the Champions League?
I think I would.
Do you know what? I think Liverpool's one of those... unless you are obviously Everton, United, and now probably City fan, I think you would be rooting for Liverpool, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I never really support the British teams. Well, no, I support Man United, but...
I don't understand. I don't believe there should necessarily be like an unwavering loyalty to it. You support who you want. But Klopp's been quite likable. Salah's, like, everyone loves watching Salah play.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Firmino, I think.
Yeah, so Mane as well. You love Mane, don't you?
I do. Yeah, he hasn't been great this season. But, you know, they're an enjoyable team to watch up front. So
Andy Robertson is an absolute rags-to-riches bloody Oliver Twist type success, isn't he, the lad?
He's an Oliver Twist.
Is that right?
There you go. Yeah, why not?
He's an Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
He's a little bit twisty, isn't he? Everyone's like, oh yeah, like 3 seasons ago, he's playing like in the Scottish 8th division next to Craig Hazel. And now he's Mr. Bloody...
Which actually mirrors the Dickensian novel almost identically.
It's very similar, wasn't it? Did Oliver Twist play in the Scottish 8th division? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he did.
Did you support... would you have supported City?
No, when I heard you say that a second ago, I was like, no fucking way. I wouldn't have City, but I would have Liverpool.
Yeah, I
very
would
strange.
Have. I would have wanted City to win the Champions League.
Why is that? You're so bitter, aren't you?
There's nothing to really be bitter about. I don't see City as rivals anymore. We're fucking sick. We're lucky to be
sick. I'd have liked to have seen City win the Champions League. One, because it would have really wound up United fans.
Mad.
And two, because they're very good. I want to see them. I'd love to have seen them play against Juve or Barca in a final. I don't know what's not to like about that.
I really want them to win it because Guardiola gets so much stick still. People still come out and say they don't think he's a very good manager.
Really?
It's just that's mental.
Either way, he'll have got to the quarters this year, which they haven't really done, and he'll have romped the league. So it's a good season, all in all.
It is a good season.
I'd say. Should we do some quizzing?
Yes, let's bloody do it, mate. Why not? Let's quiz.
Ash is not only winning in the Fantasy Football League life, he's also winning in the quiz. He's 17-14 up. over Tom.
He is.
With not long left. And maybe, I haven't written it yet, but maybe next week for the double game week, maybe there'll be some double points available. Who knows?
Oh, that would be nice. That'd be very...
I haven't thought about it, and I don't think Ash should be happy with it.
So after you mentioned about their league position, I just wanted to mention before, because it's inevitably going to go down, but I'm 1,113th overall at the minute. That's 6 million.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Mental. That's really good. I knew you were like just outside the top 1,000.
Hey, do you want to talk about anything that's going well for you, Tom, up for a promotion at work?
No. I've gone as high as I can in radiators, mate. But I've got a lot of stand-up gigs coming up in Staines, Sunbury, Windsor, you know, mainly just around that area. Like a little triangle.
Winner, Spurnham.
Yeah, oh, my God, now you winner. Can drive.
I drive to gigs, but I prefer to have a few beers when I gig. So I don't really like...
Some people only got gigs. There's plenty of people, Tom and I know, that we won't name, that purely got good gigs off the fact they had a car.
They only got gigs. Like I used to be in cars, right, with fantastic comedians, and then there'd just be one bloke driving who was a piece of shit. He was just the shittest comedian ever.
He had a
comedians in a car, but he had a fucking
car.
And then a few times that there wasn't any weird ones, and I was driving. Crazy. They were like brilliant, and I'm looking around going, "They're brilliant comedians," and I'm driving.
I wonder who the dickhead is.
About 2 years ago.
No, exactly.
Can I just say sorry before we move to quiz? We didn't do our picks, gaffer picks of the double game week.
I kind of sprung this on you. I think Mahrez is in for a big week. I think Mahrez will score big.
I think that's good. I said Hazard, although I'm slightly starting to change my mind now, but I think I'll go Hazard maybe. Might be a good shout.
For the first time ever, my picks of the week scored every week.
Really?
Yeah, so now I don't want to pick. Because I jinxed it. No, I think it's got to be somebody United.
I was going to say, is it Pogba's week again or not?
Pogba.
Oh, yeah, the thing
that's
is...
a show. You look like a genius.
Yeah, I think it could be, you know. It's a difficult one for Lukaku. He looked really cut off from the rest of the team the other day, I thought.
Yeah, he's been eating dinner on his own and stuff, apparently.
Yeah, for 7.8, I'd get Pogba in, yeah.
Pogba, there you go. Pogba, Mahrez, Hazard. It's like a perfect dream team, you know. Three. That's a good middle three, isn't it?
That's not bad. That's all right. Yeah, that's not bad.
So the quiz. Obviously, it's double game week coming up.
Hmm.
So double game week's almost like a different language, isn't it?
Go on.
Isn't it? It's almost like a double language. Sometimes it's like you're speaking in codes.
Oh.
So I think we should play double game speak. What?
That's incredible.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a double Dutch thing.
Oh, okay. That would have been good.
Well, that was. It's double Dutch game speak. No. So... We're gonna play double game speak, which is a few riddles.
Don't keep saying
it. It's gonna be hard to explain. I practiced this on my girlfriend, and just to let you know, she got 4 out of 5.
Oh fuck it!
Did she? Yeah. And what's weird about that is because you practice with me kissing before you went out with your girlfriend,
and you get a 4 out of 5 normally.
You did all right, which was good.
Too much tongue.
Yeah, a little bit too much tongue, and you were too handsy, if you don't mind me saying.
So double game speak. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little riddle, and the answer to that is going to always be something that rhymes with double game week.
Amazing. I'm so happy.
So I'm going to give you an example. All right.
What?
So the example is, if I was to say to you, the answer always rhymes with double game week. The example is Michael Jackson's monkey and Judi Dench with a Welsh vegetable.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Dame leak.
Bubble Dame League. That'd be Bubble
Dame
League.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's mental.
So that's...
Well, Michael Jackson's monkey.
I got that, but I would thought it would have been
Welsh vegetable, and it was leek, and it's so obviously Dame. She's Dame, isn't she?
That's just an example. That wasn't the actual quiz.
That's an example.
Wait. But let me clarify something. Because I thought the answer was going to be Bubble and Squeak.
No, it has to rhyme with Double Game Week.
Yeah, but I wrongly assumed it also had to be an actual sentence.
No, it's nonsensical, mate. It's games. It's double speak. Double game speak.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. All right, here we go.
I'm happy with that.
Completely nonsensical. It rhymes absolutely phonetically with double game week.
Nice. Okay.
I'm really happy about this.
So you're both going to be answering the same questions.
Let's write them down. Yeah.
Because it was quite hard to come up with that many. So there's going to be four. And please don't tie. Yeah. And that's all
I'll
say.
You said your girlfriend got 4 out of 5 earlier. So now I'm questioning your honesty.
Why? She did the example as a real question.
She counted that.
Yeah. I see.
So she got that one. Right, okay. So, the first question in double game speak. Here's the riddle. The beginnings of a beard is at fault for the man from Athens. The beginnings of a beard is at fault for the man from Athens.
Oh,
So while they're thinking about that, just want to go over a couple of things. So little another competition reminder, get yourself on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes or the Facebook page, The Gaffer Tapes. Enter on both for the Zippo competition we've got running throughout the double game week. It's a very cool prize. A load of leather goods and a lighter. Even if you don't smoke, start smoking, look cool. So that'll work. Do that, enter. I wish I could enter, but I can't. Okay, so do you guys have an answer?
Can you just repeat it quickly?
Yeah, just one more time. I just
the beginnings of a beard is at fault for the man from Athens. Okay, Tom, we're going to come to you first.
I think I've got two. I've gone Stubble Lame Greek.
And Ash, what have you got?
Stubble Blame Greek?
It is Stubble Blame Greek.
Lame! Fuck! So,
lame.
Bollocks.
Initially. It's a point to Ash then.
Lame! Oh. Fuck!
Yeah, you should have got that. He's at fault, isn't he?
Should have got, of course he is. Blame!
So you're going to have to trust each other. You'll look at each other's workings here, sorry, because otherwise you can nick words.
I'm just putting him straight into Google Rhymes.
He's good. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, exactly. I can't accuse him of Googling it this time.
Okay, so the next one is, this famous telescope isn't very cool and it stinks. This famous telescope isn't very cool and it stinks.
Got it.
So whilst they're working that out, quick reminder, last game week 38, which was once discussed that it could happen abroad. Do you remember that? Game week 38 happening overseas.
Who said that?
It was like mooted by the Premier League anyway. 13th of May, Sunday 13th of May, all games kick off at the same time at 3 p.m. And there will be some Gafferazzi drinks kicking about. Ash is leading
charge. That's what I thought you meant. People were saying it was...
No, people actually wanted the actual Game Week 38 to be played.
Oh, I thought you meant the drinks were going to be abroad. I thought, I'm not taking a holiday.
No. It will be somewhere in Londinium for some drinks, which obviously we'll tweet the location. I know you went to somewhere in Waterloo last time, Ash, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was really good. Loads of people turned up. And a couple from America.
Yeah, they didn't come from America for this. They happened to be in London. They
came for this, and then when they were here, they decided they would also have the honeymoon at the same time.
They went, let's go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, we're going to go. Let's just get married.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. It makes sense. It's the easiest way.
But so that was actually the last one of these we did was the previous Liverpool Man United tie, like earlier in the season. Mm. Man City tie, sorry. Where they beat them 3-0 to start with.
So we're kind of, so you're season, welcome, Liverpool.
Wasn't even end of the season.
No, earlier this season.
Earlier this season.
But then the one we did, because we used to do an FA Cup one, didn't we?
Yeah.
But actually, last year, we met up for the last game of the season.
Which makes loads more sense.
Oh, it was so good watching the results come in.
It makes loads more sense.
Can we repeat the question?
Yeah, one last repeat. This famous telescope isn't very cool and it stinks. So we're going to be coming to you first, Ash. What have you got?
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute, he says.
Oh, I think you need to be a little bit more... aggressive, Craig.
If Craig was needing to be more aggressive, so he'd want to heat up on his questions, what would you say that was?
What?
Don't get you to say the answer to the question.
I mean, I'm quite aggressive anyway, it has to be said. Right, Ash, what have you got? Sorry, I need to be more aggressive. Ash, what have you got?
You need to tell him. You're taking too long.
Come on, Ash.
I haven't got the middle one. I've got Hubble something reek.
Hubble Lame Reek.
Yeah, that is right. It's Hubble Lame Reek.
Yes. Oh, what?
Isn't very cool. Reek. It's lame.
Yeah, you're lame.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant temperature.
Oh, well, that's the double game speak is ambiguous. Always said that. Yeah. Okay, next one. Barney from the Flintstones has an identical bird's mouth.
I've got it straight away.
Barney from the Flintstones has an identical bird's mouth.
I love stuff like this.
That's because it makes no sense. But yeah, I don't have any more things to talk about. Oh, I'm working on a new TV show. It's about holiday reps. So, you know, if you know anyone who's been a holiday rep, get in touch. Get them on telly.
Don't Google Barney from the Flintstones, Craig.
No, you can't. Right, have we got answers?
I've got answers. It took me most of that time just to write down the question.
You don't need to write down the question.
Because last time you guys spoke so much, I was like, if I'd written down the question, I wouldn't
need to. Imagine that, sorry, we should just have a podcast of silence.
I was filling time. Barney from the Flintstones has an identical bird's mouth. My girlfriend didn't need to write them down, just, you know what I mean? She got 4 out of 5, but it's fine.
Yeah. But she hasn't got any hands, so.
That is very true. That is very true.
So,
she's making me dinner at the moment. It will taste awful. Ash, what have you got?
I think it's Tom to go first. But wait,
it is me.
It is Tom. If you've written something,
I haven't got an answer.
Come on. This is ridiculous. This is why only 30% of people listen to the end of the fucking podcast.
Yeah, and the other 80%.
No, that's like a general stat for all podcasts, not for this quiz.
No, it's particularly this podcast we're recording now.
I think our stat is that 30% of the people who start at the listen to the beginning of the quiz are still there at the end of it.
Yeah.
30% off the 30%.
I can't get a little bit again. Fucking hell.
Okay. Right, Ash, Tom, have you got yours written down, Ash?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Rubble Sainbeak.
It is. Ash, what have you got?
Yeah, Rubble Beak.
Oh, you didn't get the middle.
Is that middle? Is that middle?
Yeah, you guys just browbeating me into hurrying up so you can.
It
win.
Is. It's not browbeating. It's a, we've been doing this quiz a good 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2-1 to Tom. Ash needs us to level it up.
Yes. So,
quiz collusion as per.
Come on.
The last one is. It's deep shit for the celebrity who speaks like a mouse. It's deep shit for the celebrity who speaks like a mouse. Ooh, thinking deep faces. Tom's not so confident. Deep shit for the celebrity who speaks like a mouse. They get a little bit harder, I guess, but it is hard to come up with them. Ash is fervently writing. I think he might have it. As requested, we are leaving largely silence for Ash's contemplation time.
I've got it. Yeah, I've got it.
This is the Quaker meeting part of the podcast.
Quaker oats. Yeah. I love porridge. What do you have on your porridge, Craig? You're Scottish.
Oh, sorry, mate. This part is going to be silent, like a Scientologist birth.
Do you like porridge?
Yeah, I do like porridge. I quite like the modern fad of like the instanty porridge. Add the milk and put it in the microwave, Jazz. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you believe in microwaves.
I like a bit of fruit in my porridge.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bloody does.
Yeah.
What sort of shit are you talking about?
Just like a bit of jam.
Bit of jam? That's not really fruit, is it?
Well, what do you think it's made from?
You don't just eat five pots of jam and go, I've had me five a day.
Well, firstly, the five a day is a myth. It was debunked a long time ago. It's not even good for you. Yeah. So... that's that. I made my own blueberry jam a few weeks ago. Unemployment was boring.
I heard about that.
I read about that in the paper.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah. It was the talk of the town. Right. We're ready to go? Ash,
I'm so over this nonsense.
Go on.
I can't remember the question. I just got trouble and then gave up.
Okay. Trouble fame squeak.
Yes! I was trying to think of an actual famous person who sounded like a mouse.
Just famous.
Trouble fame squeak. That's very good. I'm impressed you got that one.
I'm annoyed with myself that I didn't get the first one because I should have done. I was one letter out from getting the first one. Have I won the whole thing?
Well, this week, but you're still losing 17-15.
No, yeah. 17-15, exactly, yeah. He's won 17 football-related quizzes. I've won 15 nonsense-related. But, you know, close, isn't it? Close.
Well, Ash clearly wasn't happy with that quiz.
But he didn't like it, I could tell.
He did not like that at all.
Angry, very angry.
He looked like a puppy on fireworks night throughout most of that.
He was on fire. He was on fire and screaming.
It wasn't football related and I didn't understand it. I think some of the other ones...
Was it football related? Try telling that to Barney Rubble, mate.
Yeah,
that wasn't my... I just said that wasn't my favourite one we've done.
No, I mean, you haven't actually.
Do you know what? I'd go as far
ending.
As to say that would be in my top three favourites of all time.
In fairness, Ash, you weren't on the receiving end of Neil versus Real.
That was the first time you did it when it wasn't like ironic or a joke. That was mental.
But that was football related.
Just.
I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, that made Neil versus Real made more sense than that.
Yeah.
No, that made sense. It was just game speak. It was code sense. Words.
You know, because you wrote it, you lunatic.
17 for F2, mate. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't write that down.
It's all right. I'm going to...
50.
I'm going to write off to the Football Association and get them to count it.
Yeah, get them to change it. Yeah,
I think
because of your shoulder.
One of your answers came off my shoulder, so yeah.
It was actually double cane tweak. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's good. That's really good.
So let me know what you thought about that quiz in any other business, because I like to feel like I've got some support that was a good quiz. Because it's very hard, as these two have vouched, to come up with 38 weeks worth of quizzes.
That is true.
Normally I fuck off for 2 months a year, so I don't have to do all of them. But generally it is quite hard.
Well, yeah, you had Patreon guest hosts doing, half a dozen.
That's true. So you've only got to do about 25.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've still got 5 to go, and this was pretty poor. So
he's slagging you off.
And next week,
look forward to 5 weeks of really good quizzes.
Yeah. Next week, it's going to be anagrams from around Windsor. But yeah, so please let us know what you think and get in touch with us about anything, really. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us @thegaffertapes or head to facebook.com/thegaffertapes. Let us know how your double game week's going to get on and #balls. Send us your teams before the deadline. And good luck. Hopefully it's a fruitful game week. This is it. It's season defining. It's make or break, people.
Yeah, it really will. I think this will hugely decide how it goes between me and you. And obviously, you've still got your triple captain, but I think it's going to be huge this week.
Oh, my God. Have you got Kane in your team, Craig?
Nukamada.
Yes, he definitely has, yeah.
Oh, my God.
If he's free,
game
chip,
week
of course he fucking
38 has. Podcast. It's going to be beautiful. The one after 37.
Oh, that's the drunken podcast, isn't it?
Where we come
on.
It's
the one where I was so drunk, I don't remember coming into the studio.
You were too drunk.
I think the last one, supposed to be the drunk one. The one where you're going to come in, Craig's going to be ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because he's triple captain Kane on a double game week. So he's going to have beaten you and debunked your nonsense.
Oh my God, Ash, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, God. How good is that going to be?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That would be amazing if, sadly, my season wasn't already over. But next season, Ash, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Have you got your triple captain? Yes, you have.
He's got
it,
man.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, triple captain Kane. So now as well, you've got like 3 or 4 weeks to think about it.
You can't do something once and then debunk something that's, you know,
complete nonsense.
Can everyone stop saying debunk? Because it's weird. If it doesn't rhyme with double game week, I'm not interested. That's basically it. But all the best in double game week 34. Let us know how you get on and do get in touch during the week on Twitter, Facebook or by email. That's about all we got time for this week. So thank you very much for listening and goodbye.